Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Here's this girl that I never thought I could get with. It's like, aww, what up, Alan? And I'm like, what up? What's the deal here? I'll be the nice guy. And then they're like, I'm the nice guy. And she's like, all right, I'm out. Thanks for the
conquer that. On to the next.
Oh, rebound guy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in. It's Back to the Beach with Kristen and Steven. I'm Steven Coletti here.
And I'm Kristen Cavallari. Hi, guys.
There she is.
And hang on, you guys, before we get into this week's episode, Steven, we have to say happy birthday.
Woo! Are you going to sing me happy birthday?
No, no one wants me to actually sing it.
That's all I want for my birthday.
No, but you're an old man. Congrats. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. You know, happy birthday is the song, which normally you would have to pay money to use in any sort of show or movie, mm-hmm, is now just entered public domain. So we could actually sing it on here. So
do you want to sing it to yourself?
No pressure.
No one wants me to sing. Trust me. It's not cute.
Well, I appreciate that.
Anyways, all right.
1986, folks. It was a good year.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enough about that. Let's get to the star of the show here.
Absolutely.
We have in today's episode our guest, Mr. Talon Torriero.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What's
long
up, Talon?
Time. Long
Talon.
Time.
Crazy. It's so good to see you.
I see Steven every once in a while, probably like once a year.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, we get to have a little fun in Laguna.
Kids. We had a wild time in Lake Tahoe.
In Tahoe as well, of course.
I heard about that. Yeah.
The fun never stops. By the way, the beard, man, is looking strong. This is a healthy beard I've never seen before.
Yeah, I've always wanted a beard. I felt like beards looked really cool. And I never could grow one because anytime I grew one, it looked like I shaved my pubic hair and glued it to my face. So I was like, maybe I'm old enough to grow a real beard. I still don't think I'm there yet, but there's grays in my beard now. It's like,
That's how old we are. God,
so you still
sad.
Get bored with your hair. We just watched an episode and there's this great conversation between you and Kristen are having coffee. And when she sits down, you're like, yeah, I buzz my head. And she's like, really? I can tell she's looking at her. And you're like, I get so bored with my hair. I have the worst ADD, which is so funny.
I
do. So.
It's crazy. I was a girl, I'd have like purple highlights, pink highlights. I would like change it up. I mean, my hair would be really unhealthy, I would assume, by dyeing it so much. But yeah.
Well, you look great, man. Let's get everyone up to speed a little bit on where exactly you're at. So from once Laguna was over and you went away, you moved to LA for a while, but last 10 years, where have you been? What are you up to?
Yeah. So I was in LA for quite a while, probably like—
Actually, can we talk about this? Because we've mentioned it a few times on the podcast and I want to see if my memory is correct. You dropped out of high school and moved to LA, right?
I did. So
okay. Can you talk about all of that?
I can't. So basically what happened was I was in high school, right? Like all of us. And I had broken my shin playing football right before the second semester. And I was like, you know, I think I was planning on trying to like do the college thing and breaking my shin for whatever reason. I spent a couple of weeks in my bed, just kind of like, I don't know, depressed or just kind of realizing like, you know what, like I could just go take all of my courses and my GED and get my diploma and not have to stick around for the last 6 months. You know, now that I look back on it, I'm bummed on my decision. But when you're a young kid, you're like, you make very impulsive decisions, which I did. Mm-hmm. So I, you know what, I can still get all the same credentials and just bounce early, which I did. There's no like real dramatic story to it other than I was just done with school. I was ready to just like get into the party.
I'm glad that I remember that correctly because Alex Hooser and I used to come and stay with you and we would go out in LA all the time, like when I was still in school.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. People would be like, in LA, people are like, wait, aren't you supposed to be like in high school? And you're like at a nightclub. Like, what the hell is going on right
now?
And I, you know, because I met like viewers won't know. Well, yeah, they will. They'll know Frankie Delgado, right?
Yes, from the Hills. Yep.
I met Frankie when we were like still in high school. So I think as a result, he was like, dude, you should just move to LA.
Yeah.
And it just seemed a lot more fun than just like Saturday night, like keg parties.
It was still more
same
fun.
Old shit in Laguna, right?
It was
right?
more
that was
fun.
At that point in our life, we were like, get me the fuck out of here. I'm so bored. Yeah. There's nothing to do here, which is so funny and spoiled looking back on it. I think we've all now come to a place of like, damn, like we grew up in a pretty amazing place. But yeah, LA was calling a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And like, from what Kristen was saying, sound like you guys had some pretty fun nights. It was a spot to be up in LA. I was doing the same thing because I wound up leaving college after a year and then randomly couch surfing for a little while. I got in a place with Dieter and Jason, who, how Dieter and Jason got an apartment together. What the fuck? Like, is that as random to you guys as it is to me? I don't know.
Yes, it is.
I mean, they shared a girlfriend at one point. Granted, look, we all shared people at some
point. I think like, we just, all right here.
Yeah, but you know what? That's interesting you bring up that point though, Stephen, because like, I try to explain to people how Laguna is very different, I think, than a lot of towns in that there's a lot of girls that I've dated that my friends have dated, and I don't hate my friends for it. And there's a lot of girls that have, you know, like this situation.
Because it was so small.
But I feel like at other high schools, that's like odd. It's like, wait, why did you, you can't date my ex-girlfriend. In our school, it's like, well, there's only three girls I really want to date. That girl's like the one. Four guys I want to date, you know.
It's true.
The hookup culture was strong. It was, there was a lot of, it was very casual. It was like for on a weekend for somebody to be like, oh yeah, like Chris and I hooked up this weekend. Kind of random, but kind of fun.
Well, you know, it was just speaking like, of that though, another thing we have to clear up, Talon, I really hope that you remember this too. And be honest, because that's all we know how to do on this podcast. Did I cheat on Steven with you?
No.
Was I dating? Okay, I didn't think so either.
I didn't think so either. No. But Kristen, you brought it up.
You brought it up originally earlier in the season.
If I hooked up with a girl who's had a boyfriend, for sure, unfortunately, I'm bummed on it. But it was never you.
Okay, for sure. I didn't think so either.
So that's why you brought it up, Kristen, because I was wondering why you brought that up. Because Kristen just brought this up to me in the previous episode. And I'm laughing because she was talking about like times that she cheated on me. And she was like, the only time I remember cheating on you is with Talon.
But I thought you said that. I was like, I don't think I actually cheated on you, but I know you said it earlier in the season.
Maybe, I don't know if I said it like that or you guys were hooking up, but not cheating necessarily because—
Okay, I've been devastated this whole time. I was like, I really don't think I cheated on you with Talon.
When you said it in the last episode, it was news to me. And that's why I said to you right away after, I was like, wait, you cheated on me with Talon?
Shit, okay. I was a horrible person, but I wasn't that horrible.
The rules are different in high school in the sense that like, I feel like, ooh, like cheating was like talking to another— I don't know. You know, it's like a little bit more of a delicate situation. I feel like, maybe did she cheat on you with me by the standards of like high school? Meaning like, did she like get a ride home in the car or something?
It's
or
all
like,
new rules for us.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, because now I look at it was like, I knew if Chris and I were breaking up, you were like the first guy that I know that she was going to. So it was like, you were a kind of a threat into my little world of like Kristen and I's relationship, of us like actually being together and trying to keep Kristen from cheating on me. But I never saw it.
No, I mean, to be 100% transparent, like truthfully, Kristen was a girl I never thought would hook up with me. Seriously, straight up. So I always had my eye on like Taylor or something.
Okay, so that was real. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Never crossed the line though, because she was dating a guy. So I never did anything that I wasn't. I was like young, like, puppy love. Mm-hmm. And then I think Kristen like kissed me a couple of times and then it, you know, turned into more, but it was never, I was never like, I'm going after Kristen Steven. Like I was.
Well, it looks like we got everything straightened out now, which is great.
I can sleep tonight now. My God.
That's funny that you thought that though, because that definitely, no, that was never,
I never thought that until you alluded to it, like, wait, when we first started doing the podcast and I was like fucked up by it. I was like, God, I really do not remember that.
That's just more, I felt like I knew who you were going to go running to when we broke up.
When we broke up, Talon is the first person that I went to. That's all
there
true.
You go.
Yeah, because I was like, whoa. Well, okay, so now it's kind of coming back to me. I was probably like, oh, here's this girl that I never thought I could get with. It's aww. Like, what up, Talon? And I'm like, what up? What's the deal here? I'll be the nice guy. And then they're like, I'm the nice guy. And she's like, all right. I'm out. Thanks for the
All right. Kristen's like, I'm moving on. On to the next.
Rebound, for real.
Okay, you guys, I am so excited to talk to you about Factor. This new year, you've got goals and Factor is here to help you achieve each and every one of them. Get America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and start saving time, eating well, and living your best year yet. Are you too busy to cook? Well, with Factor, you can skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy.
That's right, guys. No matter your lifestyle, Factor has delicious, flavor-packed meals to help you live it to the fullest with keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and protein plus options on the menu each week. Prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians, each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long.
With 34 chef-prepared, dietitian-approved weekly options, there's always something new to try. Plus, you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 36 plus sweets, smoothies, juices, and more satisfying add-ons.
Satisfying add-ons. Want to cut back on takeout? Get Factor instead, guys. Not only is Factor cheaper than takeout, but meals are ready faster than restaurant delivery in just 2 minutes.
Okay, you guys, you're going to head to factormeals.com/beach50 and use code beach50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code beach50 at factormeals.com/beach50 to get 50% off your first box.
We want to take a second to talk to you about Orange Theory. Guys, Orange Theory is a smarter workout for more results. It's a total body, 1 hour group workout that combines science, coaching, and technology to guarantee maximum results from the inside out. It is a 5-zone heart rate based workout designed to transform you from the inside out and supercharge your metabolism, which is very key, for more caloric afterburn, more energy, more confidence, more results. You guys, 12 to 20 minutes in the Orange Zone, 3 to 4 times a week is all you need to start your fitness journey toward a longer, more vibrant life. You guys, I've done Orange Theory and I highly recommend this. I've been to their classes and I really like how they have a well-rounded workout, which is efficient in an hour and it's tracking your results in real time. And you can keep that all logged. So as you go on through a couple more classes and a couple more weeks, as we're all working through our New Year's goals here, you can see the progress that you're making. So I highly recommend going to Orange Theory. It's backed by science to supercharge your metabolism for more results. It's all about getting that metabolism going, guys. So it's very important there. Their heart rate-based interval training workout includes 5 heart rate zones: resting, easy, challenging, uncomfortable. It's that orange zone we mentioned, and all out, the red zone. Got to get to that red zone, guys. That's when we really start to burn those calories. Every group workout includes rowing, which activates 85% of your muscles, cardio on the treadmill, where you can power walk, jog, or run, and the strength training on the floor. That's the whole circuit, which is nice to get a well-rounded workout for you guys. Guys, you can get your first class free. Visit orangetheory.com to find a studio near you and book now. Love it or your money back. Ask about their 30-day risk-free guarantee. Guys, I know you will love your Orange Theory experience, so they guarantee it. Just take 12 classes during your first 30 days, and if you don't feel like you're living a more vibrant, happier, healthier life, take back all your money and just walk away.
I think I was like heartbroken. I think because you hooked up with like Sam. I was like, dude.
Oh, Sam's so hot.
Sam is so hot. I'm sorry. Every guy I owe an apology to. How is Sam, by the way?
I talk to him sometimes. He's good.
Tell him I said hi.
Tell him that, yeah, we said hi and that he's so hot.
That he is so hot. That's the theme of the whole podcast, is that Sam is so hot.
Kristen's number one sentence out of her mouth is, Sam is so hot throughout the
Sam was hot. Show. If you could send us a photo too, just to make sure he's still hot, that would be great.
He like lives on a farm in upstate New York.
Wow.
And like is an architect. Like living the dream.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Town, you mentioned Taylor, which we just watched an episode. MTV's creating this, or they're trying to steer this love triangle between possibly you and Kristen and Taylor as you're starting to see her. Do you remember from that date that you guys went on, which I found really sweet and sincere? I could tell that like you really had a thing for her.
For Taylor.
And you really liked her. Yeah, but obviously there was another guy that was kind of in her life, which we can give the backstory to the audience. It was somebody who was off in college, who was older than her, but they would kind of take their breaks as he was in college. But you really had this thing, and you had a really sweet thing where you were telling her that everything's different around her and that you feel that like you can't have a girlfriend because she was the only girl that you felt like you could actually be with. And then you also catch yourself and you go, well, wait a minute. That just totally sounds like a line from a movie. I'm sorry. And then she says back to you, she says, you've just been nicer to me in the last 5 minutes than you have been the last 5 years. But I thought it was really sweet.
I was always super nice to her. I was never mean to her.
Do you remember MTV setting up that date?
They've been kind of like pushing. She would never go on a date with me because clearly she had a boyfriend. So MTV obviously was involved. And I honestly wouldn't go on a date with her because she had a boyfriend who was also like sort of not my friend, but like we're friends now, but like sort of someone I knew through, you know what I mean? So of course, then they're like, oh, this is great. Like, here's this story here, and we can just get him to go to dinner with her and then get me to say some dumb stuff on camera.
Oh no, it's my favorite. Your one-liners, season one and now season two. I mean, I felt like you prepped coming into every scene, like you knew what you were going to say and you were just like turning it on, like wheeling and dealing the whole time. I think you're so fun to watch.
I completely agree with her, Talon. Some of your lines are hilarious. Yes.
I think I had saved up those moments to say it to those people particularly. And then finally, MTV like forced us onto a date. I'm like, dude, I can finally say what I want to say.
So great.
Like, I have rehearsed this because I have now have the opportunity to say it. Ooh.
I love it.
It's so good, man. It really is great. It's super entertaining for the audience. And there's also a scene this last episode where we, as we just talked about, we're talking about your hair and you were buzzing your head. But then you tell Kristen that she has, this was, by the way, Kristen's favorite quote from the last episode, that she has a penis mentality. Which is well put in an underhanded soft way. It cracks Kristen up in the moment. It was really funny. Dude,
that's like, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think what I meant by that specifically is like, okay, what can I say?
I mean, you can say anything.
She was more like a dude. She was like, she was very casual.
Yeah, she could hang out with the guys. She could like just have fun, let loose, you know, I don't know.
You weren't super concerned with being very ladylike and proper in a way.
It was still not.
I'm out of fun. Like, I'm boy crazy. Like, I want to kiss different boys. I want to party.
That's like being ahead of the times, right?
In a sense, I know.
It's like girl power. What's up, right?
Well, I think if Laguna Beach aired today, it would be a very different situation than when it aired in 2004, 2005. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that.
Yeah. By the way, the shit that we say, Talon, I mean, all of us. And there's just language that we're using that you wouldn't say today. Offensive words in a way where you're like, ooh, it is cringy. And everyone has those moments, but that's also a part of being a kid. But that's being a kid in 2004 as well, because it's a completely different time, of course, now. But yeah, Kristen, I think people resonated with you because you live so much, I think, in the moment. Like, it was so much about having fun and not giving a fuck and being too conscious about having to deal with this later or some sort of like, you know, I don't want to offend somebody, or you just really like kind of just rode with your instincts, which was really interesting, I think, for people to watch and people gravitated towards that.
Well, so. You either did or you hated me for it, one or the other.
It made for great TV too. I mean, on top of it, right?
Completely.
I want to circle back to, you know, you kind of like playing up this persona, this role on the show. Do you think, were you yourself kind of trying to like play up this guy, or was that MTV, or was it both?
What guy are you talking about?
Well, like, how you were like always on, like super charming and on and like saying all the right things.
Yeah.
Rico Suave.
Yeah.
I would say that like I was very apprehensive of like getting caught up in like some sort of like storyline or something. Like I tried to play.
Oh, like I did.
I was like, I was in Dieter mode. I was like, yeah, Dieter.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play the safe zone. And, it, you know, honestly, the drama behind the camera was definitely different than what was portrayed on the camera. Not all of it, but, you know, like I'm saying, like, there were obviously storylines that happened behind camera that were not shown. So
yeah.
I wasn't like, all right, let's get it. Scene one. You know, it was more like the producers were like, yo, like, we want you to tell Kristen how you feel about her. And you're just like, okay. And then I literally would just say that line that I say, or whatever lines I said, those were legit, like, came up. I didn't like rehearse shit. It just came out.
And like,
looking back, like, what a freaking dweeb. Like,
no, it was so good. It's like, so fun to
like,
watch.
Oh my God. That's what I said. But, you know, like, I think I said a line that was like, I don't love you. I L-U-V-U. Like,
yes.
I hear that.
Yes. We just watched that. I love it though. You said it to Taylor. Or it's coming up. I think it's coming up, actually. I watched it.
I got way ahead of it. I'm sorry. It's just a line.
It was so good, though. So you weren't happy with how you were portrayed? Or what were your thoughts on that?
No, I was totally fine with it. You know, I think the producers in the show did a great job of, you know, portraying what was really happening to a degree the best they could, right? Mm-hmm. Without being just completely boring or overdramatic. Like, having some sort of storyline, right? Because if there's too much going on, it's like, how do you even keep up? You know, I felt like I was kind of on the sidelines, and I was totally cool with that because I felt like I was kind of a floater in general. Like, I was like friends with like the football dudes, and then I was friends with the surfer dudes, and then I was friends with like, so I kind of floated around anyway. So as a result, like, I never really got caught up in one group or drama involving that group because I was just kind of floating around.
Was there ever a relationship or some sort of a dinner that they wanted you to go on that you said no to with somebody?
I like that question.
I may have only said no because, like, I just couldn't go. And, like, not because, like, of the person particularly. Like, I don't want to go to dinner with the person.
Yeah. I mean, you're hanging out. You'll have a drink with Lauren. You'll have a drink with, like, or hang out with Lauren and Lo. We'll see you with Kristen. We'll see you with Taylor.
Pretty much any girl. You will definitely get a drink with any girl.
I was just the rebound guy. I'm realizing in this conversation that I was like the nice rebound guy. They're like, oh, dude, no, I'm fine. I'll just rebound with them.
They wanted to find a concrete role for you in the show. So they were trying you out with all these different relationships and hoping that something might, you know, bubble into something more significant.
I wanted to be in a relationship. Aww. Let's make it clear. But, you know, I think... Dude, nice guys at the time, nice guys finished last. I think I never had it in me. I think I would try to be a dick sometimes, and girls would be like, shut your mouth. Like, you're such a
see right through that crap. This episode of Back to the Beach with Kristen and Steven is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things, right? But sometimes life gets you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up in the way that you wanted to. Well, working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of you. Because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything life throws at you. Steven, what are your thoughts on therapy?
Well, I mean, here at Back to the Beach, we are definitely pro mental health. I mean, look, everything that we've gone over in the show and dealing with stuff that's been floating around in our mind for all these years about working on that show and what that experience was at that point in our life. It's good to talk to somebody about it. It's been good to talk to you about it. And I think talking to people about things that have, you know, stuck with us for years or things that we're dealing with is very important. And this is where BetterHelp is here to help you guys.
I've said it a million times on this podcast, but I really am a huge fan of therapy. I've been in and out since I was really little, and I just think it's nice to have an unbiased opinion, a third party just to bounce ideas off of, or just to have a sounding board. Well, you guys, if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist at any time for no additional charge.
That's right. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there, guys. Visit betterhelp.com/beach10 today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/beach10. All right, you guys, we're going to take a second to talk to you about ZocDoc. You guys ever been in the position where you go to the doctor's office and it's just mad chaos in there, and whether they forgot your appointment or they're busy dealing with other people and you're sitting in the waiting room for a while and you just don't feel like you're getting the attention you need? Yeah, I've definitely been in this position before, guys. There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment, expecting to be the center of attention, and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and better places to be. Instead of actually listening to you intently, asking you how you feel and helping you along, doctor is like checking the clock or talking to somebody totally half-hearted in what they're supposed to be paying attention to, which is you. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care.
Absolutely. I love that. You guys, ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right.
That's right, guys. Go to ZocDoc.com/beach and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/beach, ZocDoc.com/beach.
Well, okay, but so now let's fast forward to today. You're married, right? And you have two kids?
I do. So I have two kids. So I actually live in Omaha, Nebraska now.
Wow. Who would have ever thought you would be living in Nebraska,
baby? You got a long way from Laguna Beach.
Wild, wild. I wish it was somewhere cool like Nashville or something like
that.
Come
on over.
Omaha's cool. I really enjoy the slower pace of life. It's great for raising kids.
And how did you end up there? What took you to Nebraska?
Yeah, so my wife is from here.
Where'd you guys
meet? We met on her 21st birthday at Big Wang's.
Oh,
that's it. That's in LA. Nice.
Yeah. What's funny is that you remember Swingers?
Yeah.
And then there's Big Wang's, and then there's Happy Endings.
Yes.
The bar.
Steven, I think I met you at Happy Endings one time. Yeah. Yep.
My mom would see my credit card bill and it would say, like, I was like, Mom, I'm dating this new chick. I'd go to like Happy Endings and then go to Swingers at like 2 a.m. My mom's like, what is this guy's problem? Who's this chick? But yeah,
that's so funny.
I met her on her 21st birthday. I was, I think, 22, 23 at the time. And yeah, I just said, who the heck is that? She said, and my buddy introduced me. And anyway, she was like kind of like on a date, but not like really seriously dating the guy. Oh. And she just hanging out with me. And anyway, that's a whole story in itself. But yeah, so we dated for a long time. And then, you know, we got married. And I said, you know, let's move to Nebraska.
Wow.
She didn't really, was kind of more apprehensive than I was. And then I got her on board, you know, because like, you know, you can live in a bigger, nicer house.
Yeah.
And you have land and the people are nicer and there's no traffic.
Yeah.
And I could just list a billion reasons why living outside of California. And what's great too is when I go to California, I really feel like I go to the beach more and enjoy it more. Like I actually am on vacation now when I go to Laguna. So yeah, no, it's nice. I have a 16-month-old daughter.
Wow.
Her name is Hudson.
Cute.
No, she's 18 months. And then I have I'm really bad at dating. then I have a 4-year-old named Bronson. Bronson and Hudson. And then
such cute kids. I've
met him. Steven's met him, dude. He's a little.
That's awesome.
Yeah, what's pretty cool, my wife's a builder, so she builds houses.
Wow.
Are you wearing cowboy hats and cowboy boots out there?
I do, but everyone makes fun of me because like no one here does except for the cowboy.
Except for the people that have come from out of town.
Yeah. Except for the people that are like, bro, well, the cowboys actually wear like, you know, cowboy boots and they wear like trucker hats.
Yeah.
Do people ever recognize you and say, well, first of all, like, yeah, take off the cowboy hat, Laguna Beach.
Yes, I know. No, I get like, it's weird, right? I live in a small town. So I live in Elkhorn, which is outside of Omaha. I hate to say this, but I'm probably like the most famous person in the city of Elkhorn, which is not a big deal because we're talking about 5,000 people, right? There are people here that just know that, oh, there's talent. I'm not as big of a deal as you two. I'm sure if you guys were, they'd be like, holy.
No.
I'm sure people that if they were, you know, fans of the show and they just see you at a, you know, coffee shop there and the rest, like, what the fuck? What are you doing all the way over here?
I get asked that a lot. Most of the time I get asked like, dude, what high school did you go to?
Oh, how funny.
People are like trying to put it together.
They recognize me, but they can't figure out how. Like, where'd you go to high school? Do you know Joe? Do you know this guy?
How funny.
And my name is so distinguishable. As soon as I'm like, no, hi, my name's Talon. They're like, oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know another Talon.
Oh, that's funny. So, how are your parents?
They're good. They're good. My mom and dad are cruising. They're still alive and kicking.
That's good.
Yeah. How's your dad?
And my dad's good. He moved to San Diego. So he's in San Diego now. He was in Colorado for a minute. So I really have no reason to go back to Laguna unless it's just because I want to go. So I actually took my kids, saw Steven. He got to meet my kids and we stayed at the...
We went to San Diego.
We went to San Diego. We had a very nice night. Stayed at the Montage with my kids. So yeah, I saw Alex Merle. And I've stayed in touch with a decent amount of people. We're going to have both Alexes on the podcast. We're going to have Jessica on. Cool. Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun.
Are your folks still in Laguna?
Yeah, so my folks are still in Laguna. My dad has a house in like rural Pennsylvania. He goes to about half the year, which is pretty awesome. Like a pond and hunting and fishing and the whole nine. Pretty cool stuff.
That's awesome.
Though. But yeah, man, this is such a trip. I feel like I'm so happy you guys are doing this because it's like forcing me to rewatch.
When was the last time you had watched the show? Has it been
a while? My son actually saw, I was scrolling through Netflix or Hulu or whatever, like looking for one of his like baby sharks or something. And there was Laguna Beach and I clicked on it. And then my son was like, dude, that's you. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, because he was at an age where he like, kind of starts to get it,
yeah.
Right? So he was like,
yeah,
oh, this is like a year and a half ago. So then we played a couple episodes and I was so embarrassed. My son thought it was pretty freaking cool.
Oh my God. What season? Was it the first season or second season?
I think it was probably the second season. I think it was that scene where like me and Kristen went to that La Serena or whatever.
Oh, which that was the first scene that I ever filmed. I think that was...
I was going to say, I think that was the first scene I ever filmed because I saw in the...
I hate that scene because I thought they used it in the second... No, I think it was season one. It was in season one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm trying to remember, was it in the show?
It made it.
It's like the most... Dude, that scene is so all over Instagram and TikTok is like the iconic scene where like girls started wearing Uggs and jeans.
Jean skirts and Ugg boots, honey. Yes. When I'm like I just moment. Hate Lauren. I like want her out of my life. That scene.
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to think of it. I thought it was another Pomodoro dinner. I was like, a fucking, you know,
there's
a,
about
when was that one? I know
those.
We went to Pomodoro so many times, but that's right. Of course. That is
that was the moment
a significant scene.
When Kristen cheated on you with me, was that lost from
date? Oh, yeah. That's right.
That was right there.
That was it.
Yeah, it's funny. You have the letter. You're like, oh, I kind of feel like I kind of come in on the side from time to time.
Really casual. About the lines.
It was awkward.
Well, we were so nervous the first few times filming. And I can tell watching it. I'm sure maybe the viewer can't, but I find that scene so uncomfortable because I can just pick up on that nervous energy. I hate it.
It's interesting. I can't see that about you, but it's funny how watching certain things we pick up on ourselves. Yeah. We're so critical of ourselves. We're like, fuck, I can tell I'm really nervous. Or
I have a question. Were you guys critical of any, like, of your... Like, so I'm like, watch stuff. And I'm like,
well, where should we begin?
Yeah.
What episode do you want to start with?
That's why we're doing this podcast.
Chris and I, we've been having a reckoning here. We're getting it all off our chest here. But the crazy thing, man, is there's obviously significant moments that have stuck out that we've been able to talk about and that we remember, but we've never really had a chat about. And so you're processing those, but then there's also all this other shit of like weird moments and memories that come up, or it sparks some sort of, you know, conversation between the two of us. Like, do you remember when this happened or this happened? And it is wild going down that road, but it's fun because we both have different versions or different memories. And so trying to come together and figure out what the actual truth is or what the real story is.
Like if I cheated on you.
Yeah. Sure. So... good times over here,
Talon,
man.
This has been so fun. It is so good to see you. And I'm so happy that you're doing well. And I hope I actually get to see you in person sooner than later. I feel like we need to have an actual Laguna Beach reunion with no cameras, but just have fun.
No, for real. I actually have a buddy who's a country singer who lives in Nashville.
Oh.
I've been meaning to get to visit. Brett Young. So
I know who he is.
Nashville.
Come on out. Let me know. Let's hang out. I'll take you to Broadway, baby.
For sure. Broadway, baby.
Yeah.
It's great to see you, man. Another good thing about doing the show, we could see, you know, everyone's kind of grown up and matured in their ways, and to see what you're up to, and you've got beautiful wife and family out there and made a life for yourself is really awesome. So thank you so much, man, for coming on and taking some time out of your life to hang out with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great to just connect and stay in touch. Hit me up. Steven, I'm sure I'll see you soon, but guys, I'm around. Hit me up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, Talon.
Let's
take
hang.
Care.
All right, man.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Ah, there it is, you guys. Mr. Torriero.
TikTok Talon. He's the best. I loved having him on. He really is. He hasn't changed at all. He cracks me up. I mean, this was so fun. I loved seeing him. Yes.
Fucking hilarious. A great dude. And great to see where he's at now. He's got his family. He's out there in Nebraska, thriving. We'd love it. More TikTok Talon.
Keep him coming, baby. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week.
Adios.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Beach with me, Kristen Cavallari, and the best ex-boyfriend ever, Stephen Colletti.
We are so stoked to bring you along on this journey back through Laguna Beach with us.
You can find us on Instagram at Dear Media Studio, hashtag BTTBpod, at Kristen Cavallari, and at Stephen Colletti.
Got any questions about the show? Give us a call on our Back to the Beach hotline, 1-844-LAGUNA-0.
And if you like our show, please make sure you follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to this so you don't miss an episode. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review.
Back to the Beach is a Dear Media production hosted by Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Clint.
Our show is produced by Rosalie Atkinson.
Post-production by Amanda Vandekar, Michelle Harrison, and Taylor O'Connor.
Music supervision by Jonathan Lane.
Our theme song is Come Clean, written by John Shanks and Cara Diaguardi.
Cover composed by Steve Shebby.
And our executive producers are Jocelyn Falk, Paige Port, and Michael Bostick.